Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. We're here this morning at Fireman's Field in downtown Percyville. Busy weekend. The Cannons hosted the All-Star events, and there were thousands of people downtown.
It was good, and we're enjoying this good weather. And Ray and I are trying to get out of the office as much as possible.
You bet.
And we were so pleased that we came across an open house, and it was hosted by the owner of the home. So they were selling the home by themselves. We call it for sale by owners, or FSBOs, is what realtors usually use that term. And it was so nice because she was so welcoming to us, even though we were real estate agents and we had no buyers with us. We still got to tour the house, and I thought it was such a good, and then we started discussing and thinking, oh my gosh, this would be so good to share our ideas and thoughts on the for sale by owners. So that's why we're here.
Yeah. You know, and again, as we explained to the owner of this house, the owners of this house, is that the inventory right now in the multiple listing service is so lean that we're looking for outside sources. And one of those sources for us has been the for sale by owners. You know, as much as we suggest that you as the owner can make that happen, there are some cautions that we want to extend to you. One of the primary cautions are the opportunities, and these are Virginia statutes, mm-hmm. that allow buyers just to void contracts without really even provocation or anything more than just notice. And one of the first things that comes to my mind is the Virginia property disclosure. That is really almost universally given to the buyer on every real estate sale that allows the buyer to go onto a website, look at some of the disclosures that the seller isn't required to make in Virginia, mm-hmm. but is required that the buyer has notice of.
Correct.
And it's known that if this document isn't given to the buyer, this notice, if you will, isn't given to the buyer prior to the contract ratification, the buyer afterwards can have a 3-day right of rescission or the opportunity to void at any time. And certainly if this isn't given all the way up to the point of settlement, they have that right to void even like the day of settlement or the day before settlement if they're not provided with this disclosure.
That's
right?
A big one, very important. Yeah. Another thing we wanted to share that's really important if you're thinking of selling your home by yourself is safety.
Yeah.
And we give that advice to all our clients as well.
Security is so important.
Right? When you put your home out on the internet, the world has access. They have your phone number. So you might also think about getting another phone just for the sale of your home. But also you're letting people into your home. And so securing your valuables is an item. And also making sure you're not there by yourself showing this property and you don't know who these people are. And I think it's a big cautionary. Always be careful. You don't know who anybody is. Even if an agent comes with a business card, verify. Make sure you, your family, and your home is safe.
Oh, it's so important to talk about security in today's world because this information is available to just about everybody, right? And so I think understanding who's coming to your door, setting up appointments, security is so important. That's an excellent point. And probably another that comes to my mind in the discussion we had with this owner is that if your property is in an HOA or a condo association in the state of Virginia, there is a required statute that provides the buyer with notice that it isn't an HOA, it's in a condo association, and the guidelines of that HOA and some HOA and condo associations. And again, it's kind of like the property owner's disclosure, mm-hmm. the buyer has a 3-day right of rescission. Once that document or those documents are provided to the buyer, the buyer has a 3-day right to rescind the contract without provocation, without cause. So it's very important to make sure that those documents are delivered immediately. We like to do it once the contract's ratified. We hand over those documents to the buyers because we know at that point there's still that 3-day right for the buyer to rescind the contract.
Yes.
So very important for all owners to know that there are some exceptions, but for the most part, if you live in an HOA, you live in a condo association, those documents are required to be provided to the buyer.
Yes. So those were just a couple of the things that we thought about sharing with you. There obviously is not an exhaustive list. There are so many things to consider. So we want to give this opportunity to anybody out there who's thinking of selling their home on their own. In the comments below, please put your questions. We will happily answer them for you.
And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Stay tuned. There's so much more to come.
Yes. Bye.